Thornton Wilder. His biographer thinks Wilder's work will endure for many years to come. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Gilbert Harrison, former editor of the New Republic, has written an illuminating account of the author of The Skin of Our Teeth and The Bridge at San Luis Rey. It's called The Enthusiast, because that's the way Harrison, who first met Wilder in 1942, saw the late novelist and playwright. He was
highly charged, full of fun. He was more of a hummingbird or a dragonfly. He was darting here and there. He'd need a light, and then he'd take off, and then he'd light somewhere else. Everything interested him, everything. And he would give you the feeling that you hadn't lived before. And why didn't you wake up and open your eyes and start looking around and seeing the world? How wonderful it was.
Born in Wisconsin, raised in small towns, educated at Oberlin and Yale, Wilder returned from a year in Italy to teach at a prep school in New Jersey.
At nights, he went to work on a memoir of his time in Italy, which later became The Cabala, his first novel. Very well received, but no smash hit. And within 3 or 4 years, he had written The Bridge of San Luis Rey, which was a runaway bestseller. Won him his first Pulitzer Prize.
Fame came to Thornton Wilder early in life. He attracted lifelong friendships, among them the boxer Gene Tunney, with whom Wilder took a jaunt through Europe.
This was shortly after The Bridge of San Luis Rey had been written and published and acclaimed, and Tunney was then the world heavyweight champion and about to fight his last fight, which he won, and was going off to Europe. Wilder had written him, suggesting they meet. Tunney, who had literary pretensions, you know, it was said while he shaved in the morning, he read King Lear. He was flattered that this was a Pulitzer Prize author, and so was Wilder flattered. This was something that was totally distant from anything he'd known before, so each got something out of it.
Thornton Wilder, however, never developed deep relationships, never married, and indeed appeared to be attracted to men. Gilbert Harrison, author of The Enthusiast, tells us more about that next on BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Gilbert Harrison, author of The Enthusiast, a biography of the playwright and novelist Thornton Wilder, says Wilder was married to his work. That's why he never developed a romantic attachment to women.
He loved them in the sense that he enjoyed their company, and they enjoyed his, and he respected their minds, and he flattered them and was courteous to them and educated them and joked with them. But I don't think the idea of living with one of them was a real possibility. And I think if you look at all of his novels and plays, you certainly won't find any bed scenes in them.
Harrison plays down Wilder's apparent homosexual tendencies.
Some men had a strong erotic attraction for him, and I think that he did have a few very furtive, brief affairs that, not even affairs, you can't call them that, because they weren't in any sense of lasting relationships. But I think insofar as there was physical intimacy ever, it's more likely to have been with men than with women.
Harrison says Wilder couldn't bear to stay in one place more than a few weeks.
He loved going to resorts, Baden-Baden, Atlantic City, out of season, Newport. He wrote part of one book as the only guest in a hotel in Newport. It was the wrong season, but that's when he liked to be there.
Wilder won Pulitzer Prizes with The Bridge of San Luis Rey, Our Town, and The Skin of Our Teeth. Harrison says a common theme runs through all of Wilder's work.
He had that lingering sense that in the long run, somehow, by the skin of your teeth, the human race is going to make it. It's going to endure.
And Harrison thinks Thornton Wilder's work will also endure.
At least one of the novels, Heaven's My Destination, and perhaps The Bridge of San Luis Rey, and certainly Our Town and The Skin of Our Teeth, and the one act you mentioned, The Happy Journey, will still be paid attention to.
Gilbert Harrison, author of a biography of Thornton Wilder, The Enthusiast. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.